Welcome to the December 20th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. This annual multi-generational holiday service is led by the UUC Director of Lifespan Faith Development, Karen Hager, and LFD Assistant, Rachel Crane.
Good morning and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm the Reverend Pam Phillips, and I am especially excited to welcome you all to our multi-generational no rehearsal pageant, COVID edition. Our Director of Lifespan Faith Development, Karen Hager, and her assistant, Rachel Crane, have done a phenomenal job moving into this virtual format. If you are with us for the first time, we are so glad that you have found us and we would like to get to know you better. So if you look in the chat, you will find a link to the virtual visitors card. Fill it out if you'd like to receive our email announcements. We'd also like to invite you to join in our new to UUC breakout room after the service, where you'll find a member of our Connections Committee and our Board of Trustees and myself, and we'll just answer any questions you have about this congregation or Unitarian Universalism. We won't be doing joys and sorrows aloud, but if you have a joy or sorrow that you want this community to hold with you, please do fill out the form. You'll find a link for that in the chat. Even when we don't speak them aloud, please know that we want to hold all your joys and all your sorrows. There are many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. Look at the calendar on our website for times and Zoom links, and we just want to thank all the volunteers who make all of these programs possible. I do want to lift up a couple of announcements that are especially important. Karen, do you want to talk about the first one?
Yes, just a quick reminder to everybody in our Buddy Project that today you get to meet your buddy. So we will have an online Zoom party at 11:30 today. The link was emailed this morning. So join us, come on in and spend some time with your buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Karen. And we also at 11:30, if you are not in the Buddy Project, we are having a community conversation with Jamie McReynolds on political dysfunction and reform, which I'm sure will be a lively conversation. I also want to remind you that we will have a special Christmas Eve service at 5:30 on Christmas Eve. We're hoping to make it especially family friendly. So if you haven't had a chance to come before, we invite you. Please send me photos of your decked halls. I've already gotten lots of beautiful photographs of people and their decorations. So send them to me so that I can include them in the service. And finally, you can sign up for an evening labyrinth walk. We'll have four different evenings between Christmas and New Year's Day where you can come to the grounds of UUC and walk our labyrinth. And you will see that our elves have already begun doing some decorations and it will be a lovely evening. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. And because of COVID restrictions, we need to make sure that people sign up ahead of time. Families can sign up all together or individuals. We'll have two at a time just so we're safe. So I really encourage you, if you are going to be around this week, to come and walk the labyrinth. And now I invite all of you, if you have a chalice at home, to go ahead and light your chalice as we say the words. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Now, it's time to light the Advent candles. Every Sunday this month, we've woven Advent into our worship life at UUC. By lighting one more candle on our Advent wreath each week, we make visible our spirit of waiting, of expectation. The first candle we lit in the name of hope. Not just what we long for, but our trust for the best within us to rise and to grace the many endings and beginnings in our lives. We lit the second candle in the name of peace, the courage to soften and to cultivate our ability to stay present in difficult moments. We lit the third candle in the name of joy, the abiding faith that joy unfolds whenever we're able to enter and consent to the practice of opening to possibility. And this morning, we light the fourth candle of our Advent wreath in the name of love, as an invitation for the holy to dwell within us, deepening our capacity to love and to be watchful of love's presence among us. May we open to the love that awaits us in the weeks to come. As we prepare to bring new possibilities to life, may love guide us and be a creating force in our lives. And now, without further ado, I want to introduce our writer, our auteur, and our director, Karen Hager.
Well, it would not be the holiday without the Grinch and Wayne News version of it, and it wouldn't be the holidays without our annual no rehearsal holiday pageant. So for those of you who have never been at one, normally what we do, we're all together and we put on a pageant with a very well-known holiday story, but with no rehearsal whatsoever. So people just come on up and they do it and it's a really good time. And we wanted to keep the tradition alive this year, but of course we couldn't all be together to do it. And so our many, many families who participated sent in videos of themselves acting out our play. And we hope that you will enjoy our production this year of Elf. And a very, very large thank you to Rachel Crane, who had the huge task of editing all of these clips together. And a big thanks to all of the families who participated. And so now I hope you enjoy Elf.
Oh, hello. You're probably here about the story. Elves love to tell stories. I bet you didn't know that about elves. An interesting wisdom is that elves can only work three jobs. The first, making shoes at night while, you know, the old cobbler is asleep. The second, making cookies in an oak tree. And that's a very dangerous job because an oven in an oak tree in a dry season is not the best idea. And the next job, some elves call it the big show or the big dance, making toys in Santa's workshop. Only elves can make toys in Santa's workshop. Our nimble fingers and our active cheer and our active minds are perfect for making toys in Santa's workshop. And no human has set foot in Santa's workshop until about 30 years ago. And that's where our story begins.
It was Christmas Eve, and Santa Claus was rushing to deliver the last presents as morning was near. He had had a busy night, but he was on his final visit, an orphanage in New York City. As Santa emptied his sack of presents, a little living surprise gently crawled into his life. Not knowing he had a passenger, Santa finished his work for the night and returned to his sleigh in his home, the North Pole.
Ho, ho! Great job, everyone! Another great year!
I'll take the reindeer off to their stable.
Santa, lay your sack down here. It must be heavy.
Let me take your coat, sir. Sit by the fire. You must be tired.
Turn feet up, Santa.
Ah! What was that noise?
Oh, there's something moving in the sack.
What is it?
It's a human baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
A baby!
It's a baby!
You must have crept into my sack on my last stop, the orphanage in New York.
What should we do with him?
Can we keep him? He can't have any family if he was in an orphanage.
Please? Please?
Please? Please, 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 please!
Please?
Please, please, please!
Please, please. Please, please.
And so Santa had a decision to make. And when it comes to babies, fortunately, Santa is a pushover. So Buddy stayed with an older elf. An older elf who always wanted children. And that older elf is me. I raised Buddy. And I was his adopted father. And Buddy grew twice as fast. He wasn't any different from the other elves or children. This year is Santa's sleigh, and it's my job to keep it working every year. But its engine is malfunctioning, and I need you to help me fix it.
Santa's sleigh has an engine? I thought it was run by the power of Christmas spirit.
It was. But a lot of people down south just don't believe in Santa.
Don't believe in Santa? That's crazy. I'll help you, but I have to go to the toy shop right now.
Now, before we begin work, let's recite the Code of Elves.
Treat every day like Christmas. There's room for everyone on the nice list. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is by singing out loud, "Thee for all to hear."
Only made 85 Etch-a-Sketches. That puts you 915 off pace.
How'd you just say it? I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm bad at everything. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Not a cotton-headed ninny muggins. We all just have different talents.
No, no, no. Buddy's great at lots of things.
Yeah, like changing the light bulbs.
And checking the batteries in our smoke detector.
You're just special, Buddy.
You're special, Buddy.
You're special, Buddy.
We love you, Buddy.
You're special, Buddy. We love you.
We love you, Buddy.
We love you, Buddy.
Buddy, we love you, Buddy.
So Buddy left, feeling sad, and sat down behind a wall so that he could be by himself. Ming Ming and another elf walked into the room next door to talk, unaware that Buddy could hear them.
Can you help me out with these Etch-a-Sketches? Buddy put his foot pretty far behind.
Sure, good thinking with that special talk. I thought Buddy was finally gonna realize that he's not an elf.
If he hasn't noticed yet, maybe he never will. Well, back to work. We have to work extra hard to catch up for Buddy's work.
Buddy is shocked. He runs home to find Papa Elf.
Hey, Buddy, are you okay?
They said I'm not a human. They said I'm an elf.
I think it's time to talk, Buddy.
So Papa Elf talked Buddy through the whole story. From him crawling into Santa's sack until the present day, and how his real dad didn't know about him. But some other news about his real dad really shocked him.
Buddy, it's your father. I'm really sorry to say that he's on the naughty list.
No!
Buddy was shocked. How could his dad be on the naughty list? But he thought long and hard about what he should do now. He had never really felt 100% at home in the North Pole. And so we decided to speak to someone who he trusted.
Hello, Buddy. You look glum, Buddy. What's up?
Well, Sid, I'm human, and it seems like my dad lives in a place called New York City, and he's on the naughty list.
At least you have a dad, buddy. I was just rolled up one day and left outside. Why don't you go meet him? It might be a golden opportunity. But remember, never eat yellow snow.
Oh, Sid, I knew that already. Thanks for the advice, though.
So, Buddy decided to leave the North Pole and travel south to meet his real dad. Santa and the elves wished him a safe trip and left him with an important piece of advice for surviving in the city. If you see gum on the street, leave it there. It's not candy. Now, as Buddy begins his travels, let's all sing Jingle Bells together. Buddy passed through the seven levels of the candy cane forest, through the sea of swirly twirly gumdrops, and then walked through the Lincoln Tunnel. Finally, he reached New York City and went straight to his dad's office to meet him. Imagine how surprised Walter Hobbs was when his secretary informed him that an elf sent by Santa was there to see him. But he was so excited as he entered Mr. Hobbs' office.
Oh, Dad, it's great to see you. Oh, Dad, I've been living in the North Pole with Santa and the elves and...
Who put you up to this? My wife? Just get on with it. So are you going to sing a song or something? Be quick. Oh, never mind. Just get out of here. Security, get him out of here.
But I'm your son.
Well, security came and removed Buddy from the building. He wandered sadly through the streets of New York until he saw his toy shop and ran inside.
Whoa, look at all these toys.
Hey. You, get back to work in Santa's workshop.
This isn't Santa's workshop.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. From now on, work is your favorite, okay? Now listen up, everyone. Santa's arriving in 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Santa's coming. Santa, I know him. I know him.
Suddenly, Buddy spotted another employee working dressed as an elf.
What are you staring at?
It's just nice to meet another human who shares my affinity for elf culture.
I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through? Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world.
Please stop talking to me.
Sounds like somebody needs to sing a Christmas carol.
No way.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Thanks, but I don't sing.
Oh, well, it's just like talking, except it's longer and louder and you move your voice up and down.
I can sing, I just choose not to sing. Especially in front of other people.
You can sing alone, you can sing in front of other people. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there's not. Wait, I'll show you.
Hey, there's no singing in the North Pole.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
Well, things didn't work out so well for Buddy at the toy store, and eventually the security guards took Buddy away to the police station. He had no one else to call, so he called his dad, Walter Hobbs. Needless to say, his dad was not too pleased to get his call.
Dad! You've come to save me!
Let's go! Who are you? What do you want? Money?
No, just to meet you. I thought we could make gingerbread houses and eat cookie dough and go ice skating and maybe even hold hands.
Was Buddy really Walter's son? Walter decided to take Buddy to the doctor's office to find out. The doctor took some blood from Buddy and ran a DNA test and confirmed that Buddy was indeed Walter's son. He theorized that Buddy was pretending to be an elf because he needed nurturing and recommended that Walter take Buddy home to meet his family. So Buddy and Walter left the office and went to Walter's home, where his wife Emily and daughter Michelle were waiting for him. Emily was happy to welcome Buddy to the family, but his new sister Michelle wasn't so sure.
Who is this guy? Why is he dressed like that? Just make sure none of my friends see us together.
It took a few weeks, but Buddy became one of the family. His sister liked his cooking, and he was very good at cheering the household up a little. And, of course, he was the master of snowball fights. One day, he was walking to school with his sister when he spotted someone familiar. It was the girl from the toy shop.
You like her, don't you, Buddy? Why don't you ask her out, like, on a date?
So what are you doing here? Did you get your job back?
No, but things worked out pretty good. They just gave me a restraining order. I wanted to see you. I think you're beautiful, and I get really warm inside, and my tongue swells up. So, will you go out on a date with me?
Jovi and Buddy went on their date and had a great time. Afterwards, Buddy stopped by his dad's office, bursting in on Walter in an important meeting.
Dad! Dad! I'm in love! I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it!
Not now, Buddy! Not now, Buddy!
Buddy left the office crying. That night, when Walter's family returned to their apartment, they found a note. It read, "Dear family, I don't belong here. I don't belong anywhere. I'll never forget you. Love from Buddy."
Dad, we have to find Buddy. He's gone.
It's my fault. Come on, let's go.
The family searched and searched, but couldn't find Buddy. The longer he was missing, the more they realized what a huge part of their lives he had become.
Have you seen Buddy? He's gone missing.
Not since yesterday. I'll help you find him.
And as the family and Jovi search for Buddy, let's listen to the Gibbs family sing Jolly Old St. Nicholas.
Jolly old St. Nicholas, lead you in his way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm going to say. Christmas Eve is coming soon.
Striking 12 when I'm fast asleep, down the chimney broad and black, with your pack you'll creep. All the stockings you will find hanging in a row. Mine will be the shortest one, you'll be sure to know.
Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a sleigh, Nellie wants a picture book, yellow, blue, and red. Now I think I'll leave to you what to give the rest. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, you will know.
Nicholas.
It was Christmas Eve, and Buddy walked the streets of New York alone, lost, lonely, and very sad. Suddenly, there was a huge crash in Central Park. Buddy rushed over to investigate.
Hello? Hello? Is everything all right? Santa! Buddy! Is that really you?
How glad I am to see you. The engine blew over Fifth Avenue and there's enough Christmas spirit to make it go. I really need an elf.
But I'm not an elf.
Oh, but you're more of an elf than anyone I've ever known.
Okay, I'll help you. Papa Elf showed me how to do it. Looks like the distributor is blown. All you have to do is tweak it and there it goes.
Buddy's family finally found Buddy and Santa in the park.
Buddy, we've been looking for you everywhere.
Buddy, I'm sorry. You're my son and I love you.
Buddy, we were so worried.
Hey, I'd like you to be my friend. This is Santa.
Pleased to meet you, everyone. Seems you've made quite an impression, Buddy.
The engine, Santa, it's blown again.
We need more Christmas spirit. It's the only way.
What will we do?
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Okay, everyone. You know how this part of the story goes. Jovi began singing and the people in Central Park began to join her. Folks around the city watching the news coverage began joining in too until everybody in New York was singing together. So you all need to sing together as loud as you can right now.
It's working!
Santa's sleigh lifted from the ground, flying out of Central Park and over the heads of those gathered there. And as Buddy and Santa left to deliver presents, Buddy turned to wave goodbye to Jovi and his family.
And so, Buddy saved Christmas, and his spirit saved a lot of other people too.
Happy holidays indeed.
I invite you all to go up to the view and choose gallery view so you can see everyone. And let's everyone give a rousing jazz hands applause to all of our fine thespians and musicians. Woohoo! What a holiday endeavor. Thank you so much, Karen and Rachel Crane. Rachel, we know how hard it is to put that all together. And to all of you fine actors and singers. Yes, it was wonderful. Ah, I see some smiles. Another tradition we have at UUC is sharing what we have with those who are less fortunate. Each week, UUC donates half of the offering to a local charity or a UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient at our virtual service is the Community Assistance Fund. And this is the fund that allows me to help out members of our community and our broader community who are having a variety of needs with grocery cards and paying utility and medical and other bills. Your generosity helps to take care of each other and those in the wider community. And so now I invite you, in whatever way you'd like, to contribute to our offering. And I'm going to show you a screen. Yes, there it is. You can go to the website. You can text FUND to 844-909-2617, or you can go to the Give Plus app on your phone. And you can continue to contribute to today's offering, and we'll also take an offering for the Community Assistance Fund on Christmas Eve. So please join me in accepting the offerings. We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing always that in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. And I like to think that Buddy would encourage that generosity as well. I'm going to extinguish our chalice, but not the warmth of community, the light of truth, or fire of commitment. These we will carry in our hearts until we are together again.